Connection. I'm Simon Timms.
And I'm Eric Fleming.
Great. Today we are going to talk about Application Insights. So if you haven't used Application Insights before, or you haven't heard of Application Insights before, Application Insights is Microsoft's solution to a whole bunch of kind of logging and analytics questions that people might have about their applications. So you would see kind of similar services at play in this area would be like New Relic. And then on the logging side, you might see something like LogEntries being a competitor to this product. But the nice thing about Application Insights is that it is built into Azure and it is built into a bunch of the templates that you get inside Visual Studio. And in fact, it is handily built into Functions. So let's go take a look. So I stood up a brand new function here, and this is not a very exciting function. It is a sausage getting function. So fortunately, all the difficult bits about how the sausage is made is hidden. You don't want to know that stuff anyway. But I just have this handy little service here, which I'll throw this open. Oop, that didn't look like I grabbed the right URL. Okay, so every time we go to it, we're going to get a different type of German sausage. I got a handy list of sausages from Wikipedia. The article is great because it lists like all the sausages per country. And you go down the list and Canada's got like two native sausages and Austria has four or five. And then you get down to Germany and it's just like 30 different kinds of sausages. So Germany sausage is a big thing there, I guess. Anyway, so we've got this running here. I'm just going to run it locally for now. And I am going to jump over now to the Azure portal. And I have created a brand new Application Insights here. So this is pretty easy to do. It's just add and then Application Insights. You give it a name. We could create a new one, I guess. And I'm going to put it in that subscription. You can just leave it as ASP.NET web application. And I'm going to use an existing resource group. So I'll use that one right there. South Central US. That will probably work. Application Insights isn't available in every data center yet, but South Central US is good enough for now.
Now, will that cause, just because it's not available in your region, will that just affect you really in any way?
That is a good question. So I suspect there might be some additional latency if you were talking across data centers. So the endpoints would be in South Central US, and if you were in Canada using one of the Canadian data centers, you probably incur a little bit of latency connecting those. But I suspect that the connections between the Azure regions are probably pretty big and beefy, yeah. So you shouldn't be waiting too long.
Cool.
All right, so in here, there's a bunch of stuff, but we're really interested in this instrumentation key here. So I'm going to go and steal this instrumentation key, and I'm going to head over to my function here, and I'm going to plop it into my local settings. If you saw the previous episode, you'll know how to get this up into your deployed version pretty easily. So there is a key here called, I'm going to copy and paste this so I don't make any mistakes. So Application Insights instrumentation key. And that's pretty much all you need to add to start lighting up Application Insights inside of your application. So I'm going to restart this function. And hopefully, it's already started logging stuff up to Application Insights. There's a tiny bit of latency between starting it and starting to see responses over here. So I don't know if we'll see anything yet. Nope, nothing yet. So I'm going to go and hit this endpoint a few times and see if I can feed it some data. See how this does. Still not up yet. Now I suspect if I go down to the live one, I'll see there's a live stream. So this will feed you information directly from your application. So it must be receiving telemetry, otherwise this would have demo in big letters across it. So already you can see that I'm pulling in some interesting statistics about the environment that the functions are running in. So you can actually see here, this is a CPU chart of my local machine that's running right now. The amount of memory that I'm using inside of my machine. Wow, I'm using a whole lot of memory. Holy.
Okay.
And as we start to call functions in here, I'm hoping that we'll start to see that reflected over here in the live stream. There we go. So we can start to see that we're getting stuff plotted over here. So this is right now just a plot of request duration. So you can see that right now we're running kind of under 15 milliseconds for our requests, which is pretty good. But considering that all we're doing is getting a sausage, I wouldn't expect that to be particularly slow. So we'll hit this much more times. And so this gives us a plot of all the information that we want to have. Now, this is great for watching stuff that's live. And if you're the sort of person who has video monitors in your office and you're watching live streams of how your site is doing, this is a great dashboard to show up. If we had this running on more machines, we could see like additional servers down here. We could maybe try deploying it out in a future episode so we can see that running out at the actual cloud. So I'm going to close that and I'm going to open up this analytics tab here. So this is really where the deep power of Application Insights lives, is inside analytics here. And once this loads up, we'll start to see we have a bunch of collections over here. So I'm going to take a look at requests. Just do a new query. So this is going to show me all of the requests that have come through analytics in the last 24 hours. Okay, it looks like still a little bit of latency on this one. Hasn't quite made it over here yet. So there is a slight delay between running Application Insights and stuff actually showing up over here. So I might go back to our previous one and open up the analytics on this one. So I did some of this last night, I think. So hopefully it's within like the last 24 hours. There'll be some stuff here. Last 7 days, let's cast a wide net. Okay, so these are all the requests that I had come in last night when I was playing around with this. And you can see all sorts of information, like whether the request succeeded, what the result code is, how long it took to run it. And this is an interesting one here. So this talks about the performance bucket that it goes into. So if they were particularly slow, it doesn't look like I have any of those, then they would be bumped up into a higher performance bucket. And that's useful for seeing like what your performance is in general. So I'm hoping that this one is starting to plot some data now. Okay, good. So this one is starting to plot some data now too. So let's try and plot some of this data out. I have a little query here that I'm gonna run. So what we're doing is we're taking the requests that came in. We're gonna filter them so that the timestamps are only the last 30 minutes. And we're gonna summarize the duration into a bunch of percentile buckets. So the duration varies a little bit. Looks like it tops out around about 95, and then on the bottom end, it's as a 6. That's pretty low. So this should give us an idea of kind of what our performance was like. Timestamp 1 minute, what if I do 1 second? That might be a little bit better for, because we don't have a whole lot of data here. All right, so this gives us an idea of what the kind of request flow was like. So we can see that there were some peaks here where requests started to take a little bit longer. So if we had a bunch more data in here, we'd be able to get a better idea of kind of what our good requests are and what our bad requests are. So you can hover over it and see sort of like what the percentages are on some of these. But for the most part, our requests are pretty quick.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
Kind of play with that. And the function, Application Insights provides a pretty rich query language, which I keep meaning to go and explore, and I haven't quite got around to it yet. But you can do all sorts of different things. And if you're going to get a lot of data out of your functions, out of anything, then using something like Application Insights to record that information is absolutely crucial. You could be producing 50, 60 gigs of logs a day, and opening that up in Notepad is not going to win you any friends. So having the ability to kind of query and summarize and gather larger statistics about your application is really handy. Let's go and just play with our function a little bit here and see if we can make it return a few more interesting things here. So let's drop over here, and we're going to extract this. Let me just do a local variable. Introduce local message name. So we grab that, and then we're going to just log this directly. We might want to even log this at a low level. We'll do it for now. This exists in two places. Don't know what I did to break that. HTTP format. Let's see if I can just get away with running it. Probably not. Oh. In net HTTP formatting.
I don't know.
I don't know what I broke here. What you did. Anything. Super weird, because I'm specifically referencing. All right, we'll go back in time. Huh, that's funny, it works there. I swear that's exactly what I had. I don't know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that was strange. Anyway.
Huh. Okay.
All right, so let's run this again. Oh, actually, I meant to lock that out. Did I?
Okay, I should do. Yeah.
Log.info. Okay, so we should be able to go and hit this a bunch of times. And a little bit of latency added, we should see some more stuff coming in. So there was 73, this is the right one, function junction 2 is the one that I want. So let's go take a look at requests here. So 37. We can take a look at custom events here, which is another kind of collection. I think it's the one that I want. Maybe traces is the one that I want. There we go. So traces is going to give you kind of all the information that was logged out. So some of it you're going to see in requests, and some of it is just like the same information that you would see here.
Okay.
Being logged out. So you have access to the entire log stream. And nice. If we get to the end here. I'm hoping that we'll eventually get some additional records here. We might just give up here. Can I go to 200? I can.
So now, can you filter that to be like specific types of log messages?
Yes, you could do any sort of filtering you wanted on it. So I don't know the syntax here very well. Where message, thank goodness it's giving me some auto completion suggestions here. Contains, right? So I filter that down just for things that contain the word sausage. So if our requests ever make it in here, they should show up using this filter.
Cool.
But here we can see kind of just an idea around this. And give just one more try before giving up. Okay, there we go. So now we started receiving those log messages here. So we can see now that we're logging out kind of all these different kinds of sausages. And if we wanted to, we could extract kind of the sort of sausage that it is from this log message. And then we could build up charts of kind of like what sort of sausages are coming back out of this system, which because we're using random should be a pretty well distributed kind of chart.
Right.
But anyway, this application insights, it unlocks a lot of capabilities. It's pretty cheap to run. It's well worth it. If you're going to deploy a function, you might as well use the kind of built-in function stuff rather than, or built-in application insight stuff rather than running around and trying to piece together your own system. And then once this data is in here, you can query, you can build custom reports, you can do all sorts of cool things with it.
Is there some sort of like, this is probably a bad question, but is there some sort of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like duration of time that the logs and messages and everything stays around for? Because I know like...
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the retention period is. Let's see.
Retention period, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, because I know like, I mean, if you, you know, I'm currently using Sumo Logic a lot. And I think it's 30 days really is about what you can get.
Right.
Easily.
How long was the data kept? Up to 90 days.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
So you can export it to a storage account after that. But yeah, 90 days is pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
I know... Using Sumo Logic, the times that we've run into problems and it's been more than kind of 30 days ago, pretty few and far between.
Yeah.
So 90 days definitely gives you an entire quarter enough that you can go back and dig information out of.
Right. Yeah. So I guess kind of bringing up, you know, log entry, Sumo Logic, you know, and I think you even mentioned New Relic too. You know, I'm currently, you know, my stack that I am working with is Sumo Logic plus New Relic. And we have to maintain both of those separately. They both give us different types of data. Mm-hmm. So is Application Insights kind of something that just does both that we can start using like easily out of the box?
I think so. It seems to cover most of the things. So for people who don't know, Sumo Logic is just a log aggregator. So you send it a bunch of logs and it does a really good job of indexing and allowing searching over those that collection of logs. And application or a New Relic is more of a sort of thing that you would put kind of on your servers so that you could gather information about them. So you get things like what are the load averages on the server, what's the uptime on the server, and then it does instrumentation to things like SQL. So it'll say like, hey, this particular query is being run a lot and it needs an index on it and things like that. So it has a really broad set of things that it'll allow you to cover. An Application Insights, I don't think it's quite as mature as New Relic in terms of things that it will monitor, but it's coming along at a pretty fair pace. I don't remember Application Insights being around much more than about 3 years ago. So everything that they've done is sort of in the last 3 years. And because this is starting to be kind of turned on by default for new applications that are being deployed to Azure. So like when you go and stand up a file new project, then one of the options that you see right off of the bat is that you want to integrate Application Insights, and that will go and stand up a Application Insights service for you. So if we went and did like a .NET Core web application, then I felt like it used to be that it was in here, that it was a little checkbox for setting up Application Insights. I don't see that anymore. Maybe that's disappeared in this latest version. But certainly you can do a new project like this, and then if you want to add application insights, I think there's a right click menu option now for it. Add application insights telemetry right there. So this is a .NET Core project, and by clicking add the telemetry here, then it'll go through and it will not just stand up application insights, it'll actually set up the things in your configuration file so that they can talk to application insights.
Nice.
So we can just go through here and we'll try hitting it. Sure, that sounds good. So this gives you an idea of kind of the pricing.
I think that's going to be the really big winner, is just the ease of setting application insights up into new projects. Because like we were talking about, you know, log entry, Sumo Logic, you have to, you know, go through and set that stuff up, you know, very custom, you know, with a config file, and then New Relic, you actually have to install, you know, an agent onto the server that you're running it with and everything like that. So like there's configuration involved there. With this, it seems real easy. You just set up, you know, for the functions, especially, you just set up the token. It's just built right in. One question about the token. So you set that token locally and you started running, you know, gathering information to application insights. If you wanted to then promote that to, you know, a UAT environment or a production environment, is it a different key and it goes to everything separate?
You could use a different key if you wanted to, or you could filter in here. And I'm trying to remember, but I think
there's a cloud
in custom dimensions. One of the options in here, and I don't know if this exists for functions, but I know I've seen this for kind of ASP.NET Core applications, is the kind of the environment in which it was deployed. So it'll tell you kind of what the ASP.NET environment is.
Okay.
So I don't see anything in here. So for functions, you might either want to kind of decorate the information that you push out with an environment, or set up a separate instance of application insights for each environment.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, maybe even for like, if you wanted to do it that way with, you know, setting an environment or setting something in the log message, you could use one of those PostSharp interceptors to help you.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with the Trace API on application insights, but I'll bet you there's some way to
tell there's gotta be,
like, decorate with this particular property.
Yeah. That is cool. That is very cool. I think it's going to be a very powerful thing going forward, and it seems like it's only getting better quickly. So
it's my hope.
Yeah. Great.
All right. Great. Well, thanks everybody for joining us, and we'll see everybody on the next episode of Function Junction.
Bye everyone.